Welcome into GQDN. Almost said GQ2, but no, it's GQDN. Today is February 8th, 2022, and in today's news, we talk about an Overwatch New Blood comic series, Halo Infinite drops a little bit, and a game is shutting down after 20 years. You know me, I am Joe, and today we start with Xbox's Phil Spencer saying that people should be playing Call of Duty and World of Warcraft more in 5 years from now. The news comes to us from WCCFTech.com, and like I said, that's what he said. So here's a bit of a quote here. I love the Forza Horizon 5 and Halo stats. I love how many people played Psychonauts 2 versus Psychonauts 1. So when I look at the teams, when Todd and I talk about Starfield, it's how do we make sure this is the most played Todd Howard game ever? Can we really make these games? Can we allow them to reach more players than they've ever seen before? And I say that because I believe in the social impact of interactive entertainment. I want more people to be playing World of Warcraft in 5 years that are playing today. I want more people to be playing Call of Duty in 5 years, more people to be playing Candy Crush in 5 years, because we've made it more accessible to more people. Do you think that can happen? Do you think that's going to happen? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Speaking about Activision Blizzard games, .esports said that Overwatch releases issue number 4 via New Blood comic series. Now, I have not seen this, but it is online for free at playoverwatch.com. And from what I've heard via this article, Cassidy is focusing on trying to get more people into the Overwatch program. And in this this episode, apparently it's Zara, the big, strong Russian lady that just loves to blast people and protect her own team. So there will be other comics and other cinematics that's up on the Play Overwatch site. So you can definitely check that out at playoverwatch.com, and you can go check out the article at .esports.com. Going back to Xbox, this coming to us from Kotaku, Halo Infinite numbers are slipping. So Halo Infinite was really popular over the past few months, but every time that new games come out, some games do take a hit, and Halo Infinite is no exception. So, on Steam, Halo Infinite was almost 300,000 concurrent players, but Halo Infinite was played by 20 million people to date, and the number, and that big number can actually go down, and it has, though I don't see a number to the current day. So, but like I said, numbers do go down. If you want to see the article itself, it's on Kotaku.com. By the way, if you want to see links to the articles for which I read, become a Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. Now we go to GameInformer.com, and once again, it's still about Xbox. Platinum Games wants to resurrect Scalebound. Now, Scalebound was one of the Microsoft exclusives during Xbox One's early years, and that was developed by Platinum Games. It was canceled in 2017, but there was an interview with IGN Japan, and Platinum's Vice President Atsushi Iniba and Hideki Kameya, I do apologize if I mispronounce the names, said, "Both Kameya and I are serious. We really would love to work on Scalebound again. I'd like to discuss it with Microsoft properly." So, and the further quote says, "I'd like to appeal to Phil Spencer directly. Let's do it, Phil." So could this happen? Could we see Scalebound come out in the next couple of years? Once again, let me know at Joe Brums. Now let's go to Sony and the PS5 system. We'll add voice commands. This comes to us from Engadget.com. And there's a massive update to both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 systems. Now, PlayStation 5 will have voice commands to it. Keep in mind, this is still in beta, so this particular update may not happen for quite some time, but this is what they're working on. So to have a voice system, I think that keeps everything up to date with everything else that's going on with like iOS, with Siri, and you know, you got Amazon's, you know, stuff, and you know, all that, smart speakers, and you can do all that. So, and not just that, you could probably work on your security locks there at home, so with voice commands. So why not say, hey PlayStation? Or maybe tomorrow you could say, hey Nintendo. Nintendo Direct will be on tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. EST. So what's going to happen here? Well, we don't know, but you can find the Nintendo Direct on YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Twitch.tv/Nintendo, Twitter.com/Nintendo America, and you can find Nintendo on YouTube. The full tweet says, tune in on February 9th at 2 p.m. PT for a hashtag Nintendo Direct live stream featuring roughly 40 minutes of information mainly focused on Nintendo Switch games launching in the first half of 2022. So, what games would you like to see? Let me know. You got my Twitter already. Come on, people. So, Nintendo Direct. We'll have to make a note of that. We might see some news up here tomorrow. And if I do see it, you'll hear about it tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then the day after. Why not? Eurogamer.net says that Resident Evil Remake, the remake, has shipped over 3 million copies. This is absolutely great news for Capcom. So congratulations to them, because remakes are really the thing right now. And so long as the game looks really good and clean and updated graphics, you know, it's absolutely fine. So once again, congratulations to Capcom on 5 million copies. Well done. And really, I should send my hats off to America's Army, because they're shutting down after 20 years. America's Army Proving Grounds was indeed a video game and was used as a recruitment tool for the United States Army, which means it was free to play, is a PC game, and had a lot of strategies and FPS, first-person shooter, and just a bunch of other things, like kind of like what they were going through. And really just a lot of just great, great stuff. So anyway, well done. The game will no longer be updated. It is done. And the article did come from IGN before I forget. So that's that for now. And like I said, it is that for now. And I already said, you can find me at Joe Brums. It's about the fourth time I said that today, I think. And you can find the show at thegroupquest.com. where you can find links to our Audible, click the banner, you get a free book, a link to our Discord, and a link to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by the way, if you do become a Patreon, you can tell us what to talk about for GQ2. You know, just saying. And you can find all the Dawn Forge shows up on thedawnforge.com, including all things Azeroth and other shows. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Well, let's see if we got Nintendo tomorrow. Anyway, until then, bye-bye, and enjoy the rest of your day.